remarkable thing. Here's a remarkable thing. The Lions won. The Lions won. And, you know, it's like more wins than they've had, like, in forever. They've got, like, three. And it's like 3-6. Yeah, I'm just looking that up now. And let me see here. It's pretty. They're 3-6. They won for 2 weeks in a row. First road win since 2020. They scored 21 points in the fourth quarter, overcoming a 14-point deficit. It's remarkable. Yeah. Remarkable. Anyhow, 31-30 over the Bears. Beat the, who'd they beat last week? The Packers, right? Unbelievable. Meanwhile, I don't like this, but apparently this whole thing with Michigan State. And let's see here. Is going to go to the prosecutor. Well, you know, look. I don't think we need to get the police involved. There was a melee in the tunnel, but the police investigation into the Michigan Stadium tunnel deal. Was going to go to prosecutor. It's just, it's no good. Mel Tucker suspended 8 players following that deal. I think you leave it at that. And that's where that is. Anyhow, I'm just looking at some different things, all right? Just some different things. I'm looking through. By the way, be really careful out there. The deer are scattered everywhere on the roads right now, if you hadn't noticed. Couple of pieces of advice. If you're new to Michigan or you haven't driven much, then be careful. This is the time of the year when the deer are running. It's the rut, of course. And, of course, gun season starts tomorrow. Gun season starts tomorrow. So that means that there could be a lot more action on the road. Just be careful. I mean, I saw one of my neighbors got a new truck, and I saw the grill's just gone. Looks like a perfect hit from a deer. Feel sorry for him. It's too bad. It's what's it's at this time of year. But I think that a lot more people... A lot more people are hunting now. Yeah, that's part of the COVID transition, by the way. A lot more people in the woods. This because people realized, look, I got to do something out there in the woods. So it bumped up. I haven't seen the new numbers, but I know that the numbers definitely went up during COVID for people that hunt and fish and spend time outdoors. I know that with the price of everything at the grocery store expensive, getting a couple of deer in the freezer is a good move for a lot of folks. You know, we got a couple now, and I'm not done. I took a deer yesterday, and we're not done with that yet. We will be after we get about 5 more. I mean, they're thicker than fleas anyway, and I like them better, and so that's what we like to eat around our house. Wild game, always have. That's where we were raised. Raised in Michigan, my father would come home from salmon fishing or deer hunting or pheasant hunting or whatever it was, right? By the way, I had a great time yesterday. Ralph Shaheen, Jim Shaheen, the whole Shaheen Chevrolet group from Southern Michigan, putting on a get-together for Back the Blue, supporting police officers, which we need to do more of, not less of. And we did a pheasant hunt out at Crooked Foot in Owosso. Great place, by the way. If you're looking for a place to pheasant hunt, fabulous place. But to Ralph and Jim and everybody in the Shaheen family, I say thank you because they keep doing the right thing and supporting the right places, and I greatly appreciate it. Plus, you know, we've talked about supply of vehicles recently. I bought a vehicle from Shaheen here recently, bought a truck, because every 10 years or so I do that. Their supply was great. Their service was good. I had a really good experience, I guess is what I'm saying. Nice to know there are certain things you can count on. And, you know, even when you're disappointed in some things that have happened in the last few days, still some things you can count on, and good people mean something. And that's why I mention it. Plus, we did get blood in the truck for the first time just because of all the hunting yesterday. It happens, right? It happens. So I guess maybe what I'm saying, that's what I do. I did something crazy over the weekend. I turned my phone off on Friday. I did. I turned it off. I turned it back on a couple times. But for the most part, a couple of phone calls. I had to call Brother Shane, see if he was hunting. He was. Or eating a bologna sandwich or whatever he's doing. Anyhow, but for the most part, my phone was off all weekend. How refreshing was that? It was great. It was truly great. Phone was off. Ivy and I enjoyed it. You know, we had some, well, we actually had time talking to each other instead of looking at our phone, because we worked a lot. So I guess what I'm saying is, whether you're in a deer blind this week or turning your phone off and going for a walk and throwing on your muskox shirt, whatever it is, take some quiet time. Take the noise out of the equation just for a little bit, and you'll find that that's remarkable. Did two saunas over the weekend. There's something about 200 degrees and sweating your brains out that'll also clear up, you know, a lot of the impurities, not just in your bloodstream, but in your mind. So find what it is you do. Find your love and your passion again. Don't be brought down by all the noise around you. Focus on what's good. That's what I did. As a result, I had a pretty good weekend, I think. Except for that one possum that's in my chicken coop that got away. We'll be talking to him later. You can't, you know, look, you can't be in the chicken coop. I don't mind possums. You can't be in the chicken coop. We got rules here. Because you come in the chicken coop, you eat all my eggs. That's not okay, you see. So me and the possum, we're probably going to have to talk here pretty quick. At any rate, I'm going to have some final thoughts after this. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of the brand that makes the best flannel on the market, Muskox. We make 100% double brush cotton flannels that provide durability, comfort, and warmth using ethically sourced cotton and manufactured in conditions that we can all be proud of. We're passionate about providing the highest quality flannels around. To get your hand on the softest and toughest flannels in the market, go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com for the best flannel you've ever seen.
All right. I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.